It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Steve Scafidi.
Indeed, indeed. Every day after the 2 o'clock news, even if we sometimes don't know who is doing the 2 o'clock news, we will still spin around the state and find stories that have happened that you may not have heard of.
You've so never skipped a day on Spinning the State? Ever?
Since we introduced it?
Yeah. Curious.
I don't think so. I think as long as we've had been on air after 2 o'clock,
all right.
I think we've done it. All right. So let's see where we're going first.
What's true. I guess I go first.
You do? I mean, you are going to go first.
Okay. Everybody knows.
Lacrosse.
Hey, we got to see where we're landing first.
Yes.
Well, Wait for the wheel, Steve.
See, I already knew that where we're going. But I
did. Do you have a crystal ball?
I did.
You got to spin the wheel.
This is like a big, what I love
it's
about
the illusion. Just stop. You also lie about Santa Claus?
I do.
Yeah, go.
I have to.
We're going to lacrosse. What's happening in lacrosse?
Well, everybody knows Tuesday was election night and day, right?
So, yes.
A lot of excitement, but we forgot about, I forgot, and maybe you too. They had an election for mayor in lacrosse.
There's lots of nonpartisan local elections.
And just like the first time I've ever called Donald Trump a twit earlier in my program and on this program, there was a first in lacrosse. I know it's a big stretch segue, but for the first time ever, a black mayor was elected. Also, LGBTQ+ mayor in lacrosse. How cool is that?
It is very cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of this attention gets, it's the big race, right? Supreme Court, obviously state superintendent. Obviously, in November, we had that. But this is a big deal in cities. I was a mayor. I don't know if you know this. I was a mayor of a city. I'm not sure what the population of lacrosse is, but ours was about 35 when I was mayor of
Oak Creek.
I
think lacrosse is bigger than Oak Creek.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it hosts a university.
Yeah.
Which my wife attended and my daughter attended for a brief amount of time. First black mayor, as I said. First openly LGBTQ+ mayor. That is a great story. 9,000 votes. This is what I love. Because I'm a sort of a detail guy in elections. More than 50%. 51% of the vote. That means a mandate, right? In terms of elections. That is a mandate for the newly elected mayor. I want to get his name right. Shondell Washington. I think it's Spivey.
Yeah.
I encourage him to, if I send him an email,
to you should reach out
to him.
Come
on the show.
Yeah.
Mayor to Mayor. Used to be a thing on my old show.
Mayor to Mayor.
Two, three shows ago. God, I've been a lot of shows. Anyway, news to come. Anyway, that I look forward to that conversation.
Absolutely.
Great story. That's a great way to start spinning the state.
All right. Perfect. Let's see where else we are going to go today. Let's spin. You can spin the wheel this time,
all right,
Steve.
I sold that. Big time.
Paddock Lake.
All right, this might be the first time we've gone to Paddock Lake, but the Festival of Love and Colors, Holy,
is
coming
this
to Kenosha.
This sounds like something Brandon Snide would love. Festival
Have you
of love?
Ever seen the pictures that come from Holy festivals?
No.
You've never seen them?
No.
It's so joyous. I've never done
How
one.
How so?
So, all right, so Holi, or the Rite of Spring, is celebrated in India and internationally because of Indian diaspora, right? And so, according to the event organizer, Kurav Kukreja.
Good luck with that. That's why I chose number one.
Holi is not only about the colors, it also signifies good overcoming evil and celebrates spring and new beginnings where you can express yourself through colors. So last year was the inaugural celebration, and it drew 100 people, and this year they're hoping to double it. So the festival offers an escape from our screens to a fun, family-friendly event that brings the community together in nature. Think of a color run minus the running. So that was what the event organizer said. This is the second annual Holi Party. It is free to the public and will also feature henna tattoos, a bouncy house, music, balloon animals, and games, and a chance to explore the U.S. Navy T-38 Talon jet engine.
That's cool.
They also encourage participants to wear white as to showcase all the colors that they will absorb. So the event is this Saturday at Old Settlers Park from 1 to 3 p.m. So you've never seen pictures of these.
Actually, is it similar to Diwali? Diwali? Festival of Lights, India, South Asia.
This is where it's not really a run, but they're throwing. So it's everyone is like just colored in colors afterwards.
Yeah. Sort of. But
so I'll show you pictures of commercials.
I have seen a color run before. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. At schools do that all across this country all the time. I actually went to one and all I could remember was everything. I was covered in paint for like days.
Okay.
You could take as many showers as you want.
So maybe you have done one and not even been aware of it?
I was around one. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
People yelling at me on text line, spin the damn wheel. Really?
All right. Well, that will do it for spinning the state today.
So much tension.
When we come back, Mammal Madness.
What?
I know. I have to explain to you what it is. Right. So stay with us on Spanning the State.